Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen, and it's the 18th, I think, of January, and it's the evening, so a rather unusual time to record a boo. And a good thing, I've got some twin here with me.
Hiya.
But we won't disturb him, because he's eating his dinner. Yes.
Delicious time.
Oh, thank you. Not really. I wasn't entirely sure what to make because both the kids are ill now. Yes, we've got a. Well, it's that time of year, I guess. So I deleted the blue that I did this morning, and that Simon saw me doing. I can't really remember what I said. I'm sure I reported about the snow. We had a bit of snow yesterday, about 3 to 4 centimeters. When we got up on Sunday morning, but I could tell that it was already melting, so I just got some breakfast into the kids, and then, Emilia wasn't well enough to go out, but Henry was at that point. Mind you, that might have finished him off. So I went out with Henry to build a snowman with antlers, and quite a big one actually. It's still there, so it's like one of those special putty you can get where you can make a snowman, and then it looks like it's melting. It's like that, it's just fallen over backwards. Snow's pretty much all gone, and we had a bit of a snowball fight. The snow was absolutely perfect for both, really sticky snow. So that was the fun part. The not so fun part was that Emilia caught herself a sick bug on Friday somehow. So we've been dealing with that since Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sort of doing shifts during Friday night and Saturday. So everyone got some sleep. At least you had a... you had a Saturday night frolic to go to, over to a friend's house.
I did.
And, Sunday snow and a movie, because it was just too cold and miserable to go out, really. And
plus, DVD.
With Emilia wasn't well, so. So, yeah, and today I've been home with Emilia all day. She's not allowed to go to school yet, but she was also still a bit weak and peaky, so there was no way she was going to school already.
But she seems alright again. For pickup.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, she was alright. I'm sure the fresh air did her well, but, you know. So I think that's all I was reporting. That's when I arrived back at the door. So I was walking rather fast, because you wanted to go home. You wanted to go to your meeting, and I was being chased by a couple of people who wanted to ask me questions. So I dashed off, but I could see them talking to each other, funnily enough, when I left. I thought, right, you weren't quick enough.
So I know who you're talking about, because they were still talking when I drove past.
You're kidding. Well, see, now you're glad I left. Yeah. And I had a couple of errands at the school as well, because I had to go to the school office and report Emilia ill and that sort of thing. And the other thing I think I wanted to talk about was Audioboo, but I don't know whether my brain's awake enough right now to talk about that, because so many people have been talking about their comments going and direct messages going.
I think it's good. I think I might update my app.
Really? Why?
Get the new features.
Oh, hello. Yes. Go on in. Why?
Well, because it's faster and slimming down, and, you know, there's bugs been squashed in it. You know, it's going to be super duper new version.
Right. Okay.
And just get with the new world. The new world of not being able to do direct messaging, which is primarily what I use the app for.
I don't know more, but like I said, I can't comment because I've still got one of the first versions of the app, so I never could comment from the app. I tend to comment from Downcast. Mm. Open in Safari and then comment from there. Which is not ideal either, because if I remember to open it for later because I can't comment at the time, and then later on I've forgotten what I meant to say.
Mm. Yeah, so, I usually comment later as well. I mean, I usually comment in the browser rather than in the app.
So yeah, the direct messages, yeah, I don't know. Like I said before, it doesn't bother me too much because the app was pretty useless before for uploading them. I just got frustrated they wouldn't upload. So I found another way of doing it. And I'm sure there are other ways of doing it. But yeah, not having any comments, it makes complete sense. What you said about that doesn't work as a metric because it looks like nobody is interested in those posts by the big companies because there are no comments on them.
Hmm.
But I also thought what you said about, you know, YouTube was interesting because I thought, well, yeah, that's kind of what I expected Audioboom to do, that they use the community, small as it is in terms of numbers compared to the Russell Brand followers, but you know, it's always much better to get the actual users to spread the word. A lot of companies rely on that completely for their marketing efforts, you know, and for things to go viral and to go that way, rather than to have one big publicity stunt and hope that you know, that's enough for your marketing efforts. And it always looked like, you know, their marketing wasn't really, there was no strategy to it. But then, as you pointed out to me, their vision kept changing. So, of course, it all seemed very ad hoc and all sort of one-offs. There didn't seem to be sort of a long-term plan. Because I remember, you know, because you said with YouTube, that's exactly how it works. People comment, they love it or they hate it. You know, they love it very much or they hate it very much. Either way, it'll spread. So that model works. But yeah, if they're just
Audioboom don't want to be a destination anymore. They just want to be a content delivery network and B2B.
Yeah, so that way it makes sense. Even though, yeah, the whole thing with the plays, as Phil experimented with, that, you know, that is also open to manipulation and to. We still don't know how the play count on that one boo that was nowhere to be found went up so high, but you know, it's obviously possible, so that's not exactly something that you can count on.
Correct.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I did think when I saw the new app and it said, oh, we've listened to your feedback, and I thought, I wonder who they mean by we've listened to you. Clearly not the people who said we want to have more comments and we want to be social on here.
And all the people that said, no, don't get rid of direct messages and commenting in the app. Those people.
Yeah, clearly
didn't
not.
Didn't listen to them.
No. Clearly more the Russell Brand followers who just wanted the app to have something to listen to. Yeah, it's a shame. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, people find alternatives. As R2UK or is she, or what is she still R2UK on there?
I don't know. She's not on there anymore. She's on Spreaker.
The woman who used to be R2UK.
The artist formerly known as R2UK.
Yeah, that's it. So she's gone off to Spreaker. Where I just wonder, you know, the people who know each other all go to the same network. Because I don't know, I quite like listening to people, even if I don't always comment. So it would be a shame if people disappear to sort of different networks and different channels and just direct messages. So yeah, I'd miss that. But I don't know whether there's going to be some kind of concerted effort. Everybody goes to one network and we all stay together. Or how is this going to work? I don't know. But it does look to me like I may need to check out other things. I don't really want to. I'm terrible at that. I was like, oh, something new that I have to get used to.
I'm sure whenever the consensus appears, then we'll be told where to go.
I do hope so. Do you think that's going to happen? Yeah, that'd be good.
Toodaloo.